News. I'm Matt Swaim. Always great to catch up with Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. We've got them linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. You're definitely going to want to link to them because of today's conversation. Father Donio, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So, as we've been asking everybody, you got big Thanksgiving plans? You got a favorite food or anything that you make?
Well, I tend to just go and be with, I get the chance to be with my family in my religious community. We go and spend time with our families on Thanksgiving Day. And so I bring Italian cookies that I am from a place in Little Italy in Baltimore, where my community has been in the parish there since 1909.
Oh, wow.
And so I've done this every year, and my family expects them to be there. So that's my big contribution for Thanksgiving.
Are they the ones like the like white, like powdery stuff on the outside kind of cookies?
Well, they're like, yeah, they're really soft, and they have like pine nuts on them, and they're really good.
They sound
really
good.
Sound really good.
Well, I'm really thrilled to talk to you about Advent resources for the Catholic Apostolate Center. I want to get into why it's so important for us to really be thinking about this stuff before Advent happens. But what do you have available on your Advent page through the Catholic Apostolate Center?
Well, we have a whole, this is one of our most, would you believe, this is one of our most popular pages, resource
I saw
pages.
It. I absolutely believe it.
Year after year, because there's not a lot of resources out there. There's plenty of things for Lent, although that's one of our very popular pages as well. But our Advent and Christmas resources are really the ones that people also very much look for. And so we have a guide to the liturgical season so that people can make the most of it. And also we have activities for youth and for young adults that are age appropriate. We have a number of recordings of the Sunrise Morning Show, but we also have Advent traditions and meanings, the meanings of those traditions. We have a number of prayers. We have a set of our blogs and an ebook that were just around the Advent and Christmas seasons, but also a history of Advent, the symbols and customs of Advent. Too often, Advent just goes right by. Or, you know, when you see the use of an Advent wreath in popular culture these days, it's usually a thing that's just filled with gifts, which is a long-standing custom. Usually it was candy. But now it's just all sorts of things that have nothing to do with faith, nothing to do with preparing for Christ. It's just, give me more gifts. And it's a totally a bad thing, but unfortunately, that's kind of the use now in popular culture of Advent wreath. When we know that that custom, which has kind of come into the church over time, is really meant to be a circle showing the evergreen is eternal life. The green is a symbol of hope. And then the candles, the purple, you know, symbolizes waiting. Also, there is some penance within Advent, which people don't necessarily think about. It's not as deep penitential season as Lent. And then the rose candle is symbolizing rejoicing. We're almost there, Gaudete Sunday, and moving us closer and closer to the celebration of Christmas. But Advent has a dual piece here because it's about Christ coming at the end of time, and also the celebration, the remembrance of Christmas. I think it's both of those that we're waiting for. We're waiting for to celebrate the incarnation, but also waiting for Christ to come at the end of time.
And if you've never put those two and two things together, go back and sing Joy to the World and think about the second coming, because that's really, you know, what those lyrics are pointing to. I just want to highlight a couple of the things that jumped out to me that I'm really excited about seeing. You have this whole document on Advent activities for youth and young adults, and I love how you have it broken up for ages 3 to 11, like here are good activities for that age group. Here are good activities for 12 to 19, 18 to 35, and so on and so forth. Because I think sometimes people are like, what is an Advent activity for kids? And
yes.
We sort of throw a blanket thing and like, you guys have done a good job of really collecting some things that are really targeted catechetically towards certain age groups, instead of just sort of broadly doing a kid activity.
No, we had people who are experts in catechetics as well as experts in education, just in general, to take a look at this and to help us with this. But all of whom were faithful Catholics who wanted to help people become really enter into this season, because it's a season that can we could just go right through very quickly. And rather than taking the time in working over the years with college students, it's always at the time of finals. And so it and the end of the semester and going home for Christmas, all these kinds of things. And Advent can just go by rather than it being a time of prayer, of preparation, of waiting, of deeper encounter with Christ our Lord.
Yeah, you talk about in those young adult activities, some great times to try and invite them to silence, right? But silence in community, right?
Yes.
Because what does finals do often but isolate people with their with their own stress? I mean, it really is kind of a wild time for young adults. But
little kids love Advent wreaths. You know, so like put one together. You know, it doesn't take a lot to put
little.
Put
yeah,
one
you know what
together.
Little kids really love. They love when you put one in the middle of the dinner table and they get to set something on fire every night. They love it.
But there's an opportunity right there for prayer, for focusing in on Christ and you know, of course, saying grace before meals, but also this extra prayer time that really says, oh, this is a different, it says to the kids, this is a different time. And why are we doing it? And what do these colors mean? And what does this evergreen mean? All of these things, I think, are ways in which we can help children enter into it. And the family can do this together. This is not something that you have to go to church and do. It's something that can be done, as you say, right on the dinner table.
Well, and I love that that's part of these catechetical resources that you have. You also have, if anybody's interested in some of the psychology about this, wherever the age groups are broken out, you also talk a little bit about what stage of learning people are in different age groups and why these things work really well for different age groups. There's just a ton of great stuff on your website. Father Frank Donio, if our listeners want to connect with you and tap into all this stuff, which is, it's all free, how do they do
so? It's all free. Just go to CatholicApostolateCenter.org, scroll down on that page, and you'll see Advent Resources, and click right there.
Yeah, there's some fantastic stuff. I'm definitely going to be tapping into this year. Father Donio, have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a great Advent. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and God bless.